ABC Radio Australia.
The Melanesian Cup is back after an enforced COVID break with the Rugby League champions of Papua New Guinea, the Helloig men, facing off against Fiji's state champions, the Western Maroons, in Lautoka tomorrow. And it promises to be a great afternoon for the local fans, with the Kaiviti Silktails taking on the Canterbury Bulldogs in the Ron Massey Cup as a curtain raiser. In four previous Melanesian Cup encounters, PNG has come out on top against their Fijian rivals every time. In two of those games, coach Velatawaki was on the losing side against Lay Snacks Tigers, but he's quietly optimistic that his Maroons will prove to be a sterner test for the Wigmen. However, Tawaki says preparations for the big game have been far from ideal.
It's supposed to be, but there's been some challenges here in our preparation. It's one game annually that we always look up to, but our preparation was not that good. We're still optimistic. We still have the talents out here.
What were the problems that you've encountered then? I mean, I gather one of them at least was actually getting the players together so you could work with them.
You're correct. You are very correct, yes. Most of them are at work, and it's their availability to come together and train. Only about 50% who are following our training programs in the preseason up to now. We have some campaigners who have played in the years before, who are in the team. So we're still confident that we'll put up a good challenge with PNG coming this time.
So is this a case that if the team that you have assembled, if they've been able to get together as often as clearly you would like, and if they play to the level that they did that got them the state championship, that they could very well test the Wigmen, who are, after all, essentially a semi-professional outfit?
Of course, you're correct. What is always a problem with our team here in Fiji is the financial support compared to the people coming in from our Melanesian brothers from PNG.
How much of a difference, though, will it make for you to be playing the game on home territory? And I'm wondering also to what degree you might be a little bit inspired by the fact that the Silktails are there now playing their home games in Fiji.
We're very inspired by the system that the Silktails has brought in. And just lately, the Fiji National Rugby League has introduced the high performance unit. There have been stages in all sides of the country, so we are glad we have that. And it's just a bit early for players to be aware and be promoted to the system.
Does that mean, do you think, perhaps that in future years, if you're involved once again with this match against the champions of Papua New Guinea, that maybe the preparation will be different? You'll get more of the sort of backing that you didn't get this time?
Yes, we don't get this time. I believe here in Fiji, we have the expertise. We have the coaches and all the technicalities. It's only the funding that's a lot of difference here in our preparation between the two countries.
And what about the way the game is being run in Fiji now? We've already seen a lot of changes in sport in Fiji since, of course, the last election and the change of government. I mean, is the same thing happening within the FNRL?
It's all the same. It's all the same. At the moment, there's been a few changes. There's a change in the head coach here in Fiji. And at the moment, I cannot disclose any more information until confirmed. There's a few changes in the officials, and we are very glad that Wes, the new coach, has come from Australia, just one of our local boys, and he has initiated a lot of new things because of his expertise and connection there in Australia, bringing a lot of information back home. And probably we will always capitalize on that.
So perhaps the fact that this year the team competing against the PNG champions is a state side, as you say, who won the state championship, that maybe in future years we would go back to the club model because the club championship will be bigger and stronger, hopefully, under the new governing body.
We have a top eight championship coming on this year for the Vodafone Cup in club championship. That's the elite level.
And will you be involved in that personally? And if so, which club will you be looking after?
I'm representing the Western State Rugby League, and I'm one of the main development officers here in the West. So all clubs have been affiliated to our competition here in the West, and then back to Fiji National Rugby League.
So you will have an involvement, will you, at club level and at state level? Because I assume you will continue
coaching,
in the Maroons.
Coaching level, coaching development, yes. Yep. I'll be visiting clubs, but not directly involved to the clubs.
And I have to ask, of course, being the Western Maroons, any connection with the Queensland Maroons over here in Australia, or is that just a coincidence?
Well, we've just started our territorial origin a few years back. Some talks have been going around, but so far, nothing yet has really emerged. But we always like to have some kind of a version of our own but definitely we are trying to get attached to the original one in Australia.
I'm sure that would go down well in both countries.
Oh, yes, yes.
And looking ahead to the game against the Wigmen, how much do you know about them?
They have played once, yeah, against the Siltel in Motoka. Siltel under the guidance of Brendan Costin.
But beyond that, this is going to be something of a new experience for you, is it, taking on this PNG team?
I have coached two teams against Snacks Tigers in the last 5 years, and I'm quite well aware. And I'm very glad that we also have the expertise, the help, the support from our head coach of the Fiji Bati, assisting in camp with us.
So Wiser has been with you to help with the preparations?
On the coaching side, on some technicalities of the game, and especially on how his expertise on how we should go against the kind of plays that comes from PNG. We have a fair chance this year.
Vela Tuaki, head coach of the Western Maroons. So a big weekend for rugby league in Fiji and a big weekend of rugby union ahead too, with the reigning Super W champions Fijiana Ndrua starting the defence of their title against the Brumbies in Nandi. And they'll be doing it with a very different lineup from last season, with 14 players that's set to make their debut. Meanwhile, in Super Rugby Pacific, the Ndrua will be in Dunedin to take on the second bottom Highlanders, and Moana Pacifica will take on the Hurricanes at Mount Smart Stadium, looking to end a run of four consecutive losses, during which they have shipped rather a lot of tries, 26 in fact. And back on the rugby league field, the PNG Hunters will play their first home game of the new Queensland Cup season against the Tigers, which means they'll be up against their former coach, Matt Church.